Dear new mom,
the days are now long, but the weeks are impossibly short. Your little one is now well over a month old. You mourn the passing of the weeks. You wonder if this is what it truly feels like to live. You wonder how to savor every moment. You wonder how to bottle up the joy, the sorrow, the childhood, the becoming of a mama. I used to nurse the twins on the couch, a stool under my feet, a giant twin nursing pillow propped up at my knees with two babies cuddled close. My laptop was tucked up underneath the pillow. This was before the days of the smartphone that you're likely reading or listening to this post on. One day I stumbled on the following story during one of those nursing sessions, the story that taught me the most important lesson of my life. I remember the words seared on my heart. And give thanks if you are joy-filled is really to be joy-filled. Give thanks. The following is an excerpt with the link to the article. Find joy today, new mama. Cheering you on, Melissa. Night after I read the story, I go looking for an old horn to screw right into the wall because there are things worth the proclaiming. And after I find one, I walk around the house with the horn in hand trying to figure out if it looks best on this wall or on the back of this door. The farmer raises his eyebrows. A horn on the wall? He's grinning boyish. Joshua is playing scales. Levi is reciting Latin chants. Shalom and Malachi are arguing loud over a game of chess. Because you're thinking it's not quite loud enough in here yet? You, I tease. Poke him in the shoulder, him broad like a beam that carries half my world. Does it look right here? I think I've got a wall out in the barn it might look perfect on. He winks, shields himself with his arm to fend off the next poke. But if you knew the story, he nods, knowing, smiling. Uh-huh. Stories can turn around whole hard hearts. At the bottom of this post, you can click to read the rest of the story as retold by Anne Voskamp.